This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 304. I'm 89.9997% sure I'm not gonna kill you. Electric Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl Gaming Tech Gadget and Anime Podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Panda Licious.
And welcome to a brand new episode of our weekly podcast. Panda, how was your week?
It was bright and shiny.
Yeah, the weather was beautiful this week. We really didn't have, like, except for, like, one day where there was, like, a tsunami for, like, 5 minutes, and then it went away, and it was, like, David Copperfield came out and waved his little magic wand, and there was a rainbow.
I didn't know David Copperfield made rainbows.
He does. He's magic.
Is he a leprechaun?
No, although he's almost as short as a leprechaun in real life. Turns out, really tiny.
But see, little guy, big magic.
Big magic stick.
Big magic. I wasn't even going to go stick. They call him tripod, though.
I'm just saying.
The magical tripod. He hovers without having to hover.
Hey, he levitated a train just because he wanted to. I'm just saying.
Hey!
I'm just saying. Alright?
David Copperfield. Because he's perfected the art of big woman lovemaking. He makes them levitate. They're like weightless. And they feel good about it. And then...
Alright, you know what? We should probably just get into the video games and the anime. Because we're going down a road that... First of all, this is going to turn into a completely different topic and podcast. And while I'm sure some people would enjoy it, I mean... We probably shouldn't go down that route just yet.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, that's for when we're desperate for an audience.
I'm not desperate.
I'm not desperate. Okay.
I'm a strong, independent woman.
Alrighty, well, with that, please don't make this a singing podcast. We have a bunch of little things to talk about today, because there's all kinds of stuff. All kinds of stuff all over the place. One, you know, PAX is jumping off.
PAX Prime, motherfuckers.
All right,
get your word right.
The partying has already begun.
Oh, I know bastards.
Only because I'm tracing right now the steps of DCD and Godfrey from Gamertag Radio, as well as the Destructoid staff, as many of them are, frankly, the key people who hit damn near every party.
I know, he hoofs it, DCD.
He is committed to the plan. First of all, you gotta respect that. Alright,
I've got four parties to hit. I've got a minimum of 45 minutes at each.
We've got four parties and 7 hours.
Let's do it.
He's on a mission.
He's like all of the Reservoir Dogs. He's all of them as one dude just executing people and shit.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So I just keep a watch on his Twitter feed, the DCD, definitely, especially if you are out at PAX Prime this week. Unfortunately, Esh is not in the building. Sad face. But I'm going to get me on that plane. Dude, I got you to California.
I know.
Seattle's just another half hour. It's just another half hour. Direct shot. Shut up. Sleep. I will slip you a pill. It'll be cool.
We tried that.
No. I got a different pill. Don't, trust me, you'll sleep. It'll be cool.
Is it FDA approved?
Fuck the FDA. How many drugs have they approved that they've ended up taking off the market because they killed people? Fen?
Touche.
Okay. FDA approved doesn't mean anything anymore. It means that it might not kill you.
Does it have ginkgo biloba in it?
I could put ginkgo biloba in it. How about that?
Okay. So at least if it goes horribly wrong...
Take it with some green tea and you'll be fine.
Energy.
It'll be cool.
Don't kill me.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to kill you.
I'm still in the prime of life.
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to kill you.
How sure are you?
I am like 89.9997% sure.
You're not very sure.
I know.
You're not sure enough for me to...
That's like an A-.
An 89.9997. If you round it, if you don't, that's just a really high B plus.
I grade on a curve. I grade on a curve.
It's got to be a solid like 95, at least 95%.
It do like this.
It go like that.
It do like this.
It didn't go like that.
It didn't go like that before, but it do like this now.
This is gonna be a great show today.
So anyway. I will get you out to a PAX Prime. I've promised you a PAX Prime. We will do a Prime.
Just I'm bear gonna in go mind. To MAGFest.
Just bear in mind. Where the fuck is MAGFest?
Maryland.
Really? And how are you getting down to Maryland?
Bus.
Oh, really? When?
Well, it's either
when.
Gonna...
When?
Okay.
When?
Whoa, 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 when? Whoa, 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 whoa. Break, 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 break. So, question number one. When? It is January 3rd through 6th.
So you're going down to Maryland right after New Year's.
Yep. And I'm either going by the mega bus because they have a bus that's dedicated towards picking people up and getting to there and coming back.
To the MAGFest or to Maryland?
To MAGFest.
Okay, so there's a MAGFest they have mega bus.
A mega bus. Okay. One bus and it stops at all these random places while it's on its way to MAGFest.
Okay. Yes.
If I don't do that, Twist is caravanning that shit. And they're like, you can come with us on our caravan. And I'm like, maybe. So, I'm making plans.
So, you're making plans to drive down to Maryland.
To be in a car that's going to MAGFest. I still have to figure out the sleeping arrangement, though. And that's a very key point for me. So, if I can't get that locked in, I may not be going to PAX. I mean, to MAG. But, I have an idea of a plan. Which is better than no plan or idea of a plan. At all.
I will give you that sleeping arrangement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause you don't want to be on a floor.
No.
I've done that once. I will
Maryland
never.
Ain't cheap.
I know.
Just so you know.
I saw. I
That's
know.
Why we haven't done MAGFest yet.
But it's so in our wheelhouse. And the guy with the glasses crew, they all go. Even the dude from Canada. Well, several of the dudes from Canada.
All right, go so there. Let me just break it down. If you do MAGFest, you know that there's probably not a PAX East then.
That's okay. Maybe.
No, no, that's a definite. You're not going to have the dough for both.
Why? I'll save my hooking money for McDonald's money.
You ain't going to be hooking.
I might.
You may have a job. That's going to throw a wheelhouse in all...
I know, because then I'll have the money, but I won't have the time.
Correct.
It's like, if I have the time, I don't have the money.
Welcome to adult world. Hi.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Grown-up living sucks.
Yes, it does. Stay a kid for as long as you can. So anyway, on the trails of Panda, possibly more than likely
maybe.
Not... doing MAGFest this year. Look, let's make this promise and then we can get into the show, huh? Okay? Here's what I will promise you, okay? We will, not this year, but maybe next year, okay, concentrate on alternative shows to E3 and hit those in the place. So we'll move our E3 money into MAGFest, New York Comic Con, Otakon, which is also down in the Baltimore area.
Okay.
And do those.
And by then, maybe I'll have a job and I can save up to go to Nerdapalooza in Florida. Just me. Nerdapalooza wouldn't be your thing.
What the fuck is Nerdapalooza?
Awesome. Wrapped in bacon.
And how would it not be my thing then if it's awesome wrapped in bacon?
Because it's music relate. Well, actually, no, that might actually be even more close to your deal.
What the hell is Nerdapalooza?
Nerdapalooza thing. All right, so Palooza, yeah. Like...
Yeah, yeah, I know what a Palooza is.
Yeah.
So what the hell is Nerdapalooza?
Nerd music.
Why have I never heard of this?
Because I just got wind of it, like, several months ago.
And you just tell me now?
Yeah.
I thought we shared everything. I don't even know you anymore. Anyway, let's talk
I'm
about video games.
I'm someone you used to know.
I told you this is not going to be a singing podcast. Let's talk about video games and gadgets and other nerdy things that aren't shows. Although I am kind of bummed that we didn't get to go to PAX Prime this year. There seems to be a lot of really interesting things. That are rumored.
We say that every year.
No, but this year really, there are a lot of people that brought playable stuff to the floor.
Oh.
That wasn't playable at PAX East.
Fuckwads!
Okay, Assassin's 3 is playable. They brought a playable level.
Oh.
To PAX Prime. And they had a party.
Of course they had a party.
Yeah, we had a party for our Assassins. There's playable Far Cry on the floor. There's a rumor that there is playable Last of Us.
No!
See what I'm saying? It's insane. Just throwing that out there.
Naughty Dog, why have you forsaken me?
Yep. So, but there's Rock Band Blitz is going to be playable and it's on the floor. And they are going to be giving away some codes for the game. They announced the last of their DLC, which Rock Band Blitz actually hits this week.
Yay!
Woot woot.
Put your hands in the air.
PSN first. And then next day on the Xbox Live Arcade. So PSN is going to get Rock Band Blitz on the 28th. Xbox gets it on the 29th. With the ability to take your existing Rock Band music into it. And some of the track packs I noticed on Xbox Live for Rock Band, if you did searches for specific songs, some of them are listed as Rock Band Blitz songs already.
Nice.
And the individual track packs.
Oh, I'm sure they preempted all that mess.
Yeah. So, but it just shows a lot of how much thought's really gone into it. It's not a last minute thing that they've added, but they've actually been updating all of that stuff on the network moving into launch, which, you know, cuts down on the amount of headaches that people probably will have with launch, which is really important. So Blitz, if you haven't been listening to the podcast ever, and us talking about it, is basically frequency or amplitude.
Amplitude!
With the Rock Band aesthetic put on top of it. So I'm...
Oh man, I can't wait to play.
I re-upped my Microsoft points this week because I wouldn't have had enough to pick it up.
I gotta do that.
Yeah, you gotta get your points. 1,200 points.
I can do that.
Yeah. So you gotta get your points so you can get the game. Or basically $14 on the PSN. Or $14.99. I think it's $14.99.
Oh my god, I don't want to get it for PSN because all of my...
Tracks are on it. Yep, yeah, so you gotta get it for the Xbox.
Good, so now I can use my money in my PSN wallet for Resident Evil 1 and 2.
See? So, you know, just, it's all about balance. So anyway, I started watching an anime series on Crunchyroll called Sword Art Online. And I had avoided it for a while because it's in simulcast right now. And typically I will... whatever new things are doing for the season on Crunchyroll, I'll watch the first simulcast episode, and if it doesn't connect with me, I will just avoid it until, like, the whole season's there, and then I'll go back and I'll marathon it. One, looking for something interesting or new that I haven't watched before to introduce through the podcast or on our website, or because I'm just basically bored. But I had started this anime series a couple of weeks ago, and I fell asleep during it. Now, I will admit that part of the reason why I fell asleep didn't have anything to do with the anime versus the time of the morning that I put the anime
on. Oh, I see how you didn't say time of night.
Okay, so I may or may not have started the episode like 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, those are still the wee hours of the morning.
Okay.
That's still twilight but hours.
I may have been feverish at the time, which is why I probably passed
out.
You
should have been taking nighttime restings.
I should have been doing nighttime restings and said I was not nighttime restings, but nighttime passing outings. Because a lot of times what I will do is, because I don't have a TV in my bedroom, I just keep my iPad on my nightstand.
Yep, a lot of
times I will put an episode on because I have my iPad set that if I don't interact with it after a certain time, it just shuts itself off.
Good. It goes to sleep.
Correct. So that way I don't run the battery out or anything like that. So a lot of times I'll put an anime on just to have background sound as I'm either, you know, finishing up some work for the day, which I do at really odd times. Yay, marketing. Or because I want something to fall asleep to, or because I actually really want to watch something. And so I put the episode on. And I was literally, I remember crawling under the covers, and then I was gone. And so, because it didn't keep me awake, I thought, well, I'll just come back to it. It's not going to be that big a deal. It didn't keep my attention well enough, so I must have...
You were feverish!
I know. I should have factored that into it as well, but I came away from it. So, Earlier this week, I was like, you know, I really just want to have some fun. I don't want to interact with anything. I just want, you know, a good story. So I decided, well, let me check what's on the Crunchyroll and we'll see what I haven't watched yet. You know, because we're still in the summer simulcasts for Crunchyroll. And I came across Sword Art Online and I thought, okay, well, obviously, just from the title, you're telling me that you're probably some kind of interaction with video games. So let me check it out.
Or medieval. With the sword.
Yeah, well, but when you end up online.
It's like Eve online. Oh, we're dealing with the Bible online.
You don't fucking play Eve.
You don't fucking play Eve online.
So anyway, inside joke. Started the series again. And I gotta say that I really have to blame the fever on this one, on not watching it. Because as soon as I got into, probably about 5 minutes into the actual episode, I was already trying to figure out where we were going to go with the whole...
And that's a good sign.
And that's a good sign. So the basis of Sword Art Online is that the main character, whose name is Kirito, was a beta tester for this game, Sword Art Online, which is a MMORPG, a massive
MMORPG multiplayer
online role-playing game. Yeah, what Panda said. And so, the game is getting ready to release. It's out of beta. And people around the world are lining up to get this game because it's made by this, really well-known, renowned, game developer.
Oh god, this is slightly sounding like Angelic Layer.
Okay. Alright.
It's the hip-hottest, it's Blizzard. Oh my god, it's Blizzard.
It's like Evercrack. It's like, you know.
Things that we don't name on this show.
Wowering. Okay. In that the game comes with this thing called Nerve Gear. And what Nerve Gear is it's basically a headset that covers your entire head. And it connects with your nervous system and is a completely immersive MMORPG.
Yep, nope.
So we're set in 2022. So not the...
It's
not
the future, but not too far away.
Exactly.
Future.
It's the not too distant future.
I don't like not too distant future.
Okay. And so it senses what's going on in your brain, so it heightens your awareness. So it is a fantasy based MMORPG. And Kirito, as you are in the first episode, is explaining to this guy who just got the game at launch how things work because he was a beta tester, so he understands how the world is set up.
Right.
You know, how the system works, how the menus work, and all that kind of stuff. He's explaining fighting.
Well, I mean, as a beta tester, didn't he encounter bugs while he was beta?
Correct. Yeah, so he encountered some bugs, but, you know, he knows how, you know, to identify different types of bosses because he'd been playing this. And the structure of the game is that there are 100 dungeons, 100 levels, and you have to progress through all the dungeons in order to beat the game. And, at the time, unbeknownst to the viewer of the thing, even though Kirito's character is pretty small, you know, because everyone's been reset at the launch to, you know, first level, Kirito was one of the better beta players. As far as progressing in the dungeons, he was one of the few to reach some of the higher level dungeons. But he doesn't let this be known because he doesn't want people to think he's a freak or that he has an unfair advantage and all that kind of stuff. But what's interesting about Sword Art Online is that the guy who developed the game, Akito, has basically gone crazy in a way.
No, really?
Yeah, so after Kirito is done explaining to his friend how the system works, the guy's like, all right, well, I'm going to log out now because, you know, I got to do some stuff. And he goes, oh, where's the log out button? A character was like, oh, it's at the bottom. It's a really small button at the bottom of the main menu thing. And it's not there. And so Kirito opens up his menu. And he's like, oh my god, yeah, the logout button's missing. So the developer of the game, who I always say his name wrong, but it's like Akihiko.
Why don't you appears, just call him Aki?
Yeah, appears. And is like in... Remember in Trinity...
Blood?
Thank you. The vestments that the priesthood wore?
Yep.
Okay. So they're really, really elegant robes. They're long and flowing.
Did it have, like,
broad, pointed shoulders and a massive hood, you know, like he was getting ready to perform some kind of ritual. So Aki appears. He forces everyone, just as they're making the discovery that they can't log out, forces everyone to warp to this one main city. And he appears as blood dripping from the sky to then form this robed thing and explains to everyone that they can't log out. That his vision was to create this world that he could completely manipulate with real people in it. And now he has that.
What a dick.
Okay, and so he starts laying out the rules that you can't log out. You have no way of doing that.
How do people pee?
If you are found by someone in your home and they take the nerve gear off, it'll send a heavy dose of microwaves through your brain, thus frying your brain and turning you into a vegetable. You will die. So the only way out of this game is that somebody has to beat it. Somebody has to progress through all 100 levels and beat the boss at the end of level 100. Good luck. He goes, oh, and I'm giving you all a treasure. Now, I'm not ruining a whole lot of things because this is just the setup of episode one. I'm not going to walk you through the whole arc. I think that you need to experience it. But the thing that he gives everyone is a special item, and it's called Mirror. And as soon as somebody takes it out, all of a sudden, everyone is revealed to be who they actually are in the real world. So their real name shows up next to their avatar, not their avatar name anymore. And their face and their appearance takes on their actual body, face, and appearance. So people who had created female characters that were actually dudes became themselves in the game. And as you progress, basically what happens is everyone has to level up. Well, the only way that you can level up is to do raids against NPCs or
fight each other.
Correct. If someone dies in the game,
they die in real life.
Correct. And so you are indicated in the game by whether or not you've done an evil deed. And the only way you can do an evil deed is not necessarily just through stealing, because that will give you an orange reticle above your character. But if you are a player killer, it turns red.
Oh, you're a Oh my god, this is slowly starting to remind me of freaking Dot Hack.
Yep.
Except you didn't die in real life.
But you die in real life. And so there are people who, you know, proudly walk around with their red marks because they're like, no one's really proven to us for sure that just because I take out an NPC or I take out a character that actually kills them in real life. So I'm okay with doing it because I have to level up. But there are people who aren't actually playing, you know, the dungeons. So there are groups of people who have decided that they are going to band together to go after and defeat these dungeons. And they're the lead party. That's what everyone refers to them as. There are other people who realize that they're not fighters, they're not going to level up, and they're not going to do some of these more evil deeds. They hang back in some of the other cities because you can't die or be attacked in a city unless someone instigates a duel. And that shows up on the system. And so people know that you're fighting. It's the only way that you can actually take out a weapon.
So people who don't want to fight just
stay in the cities.
And never engage
in never engage in other things. And so there are people that are creating relationships. So there are people that get married in the game. And so very much like Fable, once you get married, you share inventory. So you share money, you share items and all that kind of stuff. And so there are those kinds of people that are happening, and they're hanging back in cities, and so they're starting to form lives and that kind of stuff. And
well,
so
that's what happens in Warcraft. You can't fight in cities unless you're a duel.
Correct.
And even duels in World of Warcraft, they don't kill you.
It's just a point exchange thing.
Yeah.
And so there's that mechanic. So as far as sticking to the tenets of video games that we know, the anime series actually does a really fantastic job of that. But then you also have these different sects of relationships that are going on, but everything all revolves around Akito. And there are actually some things that happen that are a little bit heartbreaking, you know, because as I said, there are people who don't want to fight. They try to stay in cities, but there are some people that things happen that force them out of that comfort zone, and they're really not meant to
fire
to do that. But there are 10,000 people that are stuck in this game. And you never have any semblance of, you know, how much time is passing in the real world.
Well, I'm trying to think, because if it's, one, it's connected to your vitals, and you can't log out, this could take days, which means you're sitting,
mm-hmm.
not eating, not pooping,
mm-hmm.
not anything, and you're deteriorating away mm-hmm. in the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention your brain, even though
yeah.
you're doing all this stuff, I'm sure it's slightly atrophying on top of that.
You know, at one point in time, when they're talking in the first episode, the one guy is like, well, you know, I'm sure that my sister, Kirito is like, well, I live with my mom and my sister, and so they'll eventually come looking for me, you know, at dinner time. And the friend that he was teaching about the system, he's like, I live by myself. No one's going to find me. because I'm going to die in my chair.
Wow.
There are moments where it's very, very
deep and
very
real. So now he has a better reason to even, like, possibly, like, if they develop a friendship to really get to these levels and get
to them before something and some things happen that make Kirito really not want to try and develop those relationships, because he knows in the end some things are going to happen. Eventually, Kirito decides that he is just going to embrace what he is as far as other people, because as they move along, people in the game start resenting beta testers because the beta people knew where the best hunting spots were for points and what monsters to avoid and glades to avoid until they leveled up and where special items, you know, should have been because they had played that. And so some players really start resenting beta players. And so a lot of the beta
people
don't.
But is he the only...
He's not. There are several people who are in the beta that are actually in the game, but they don't out themselves.
Right, because they don't want to be booed all the time.
Yep. In one of the early episodes, I think it was at the end of episode one, beginning of episode two, Kirito is helping the advanced party take on their first dungeon boss. A couple of parties have gone in ahead of that and had lost, and they relayed notes on how to take on this foe. And so Kirito decides that he's going to help. And basically, the group decided to attack in parties of six. Kirito ends up not making it into a party of six. He ends up partnering with this chick who's in a robe, and you don't really learn who she is until later. Her name's Asuna. And she's gorgeous, and she and Kirito are pretty much well-balanced, and he's figured out that she was a beta player, too.
Ah! That's his future wife
and
right there.
And so, ultimately, what ends up happening is they end up striking the critical blow on the end boss. Whoever strikes a critical blow on an end boss gets a rare item. And so, they strike the blow together so they can both get it. But they don't both get it. Kirito gets it because he actually ends up getting the final strike. And it ends up being this cloak that has some extra abilities, but it's a black cloak. And so, he decides that he is just going to be known as the black player.
The black player.
Yep.
Black doesn't always mean bad.
So he, even though it's against his type, because he's very shy, he's very quiet, he's, you know, quite a loner, decides that he's going to continue the loner thing because he doesn't want to get people hurt because of him, but decides to take on the whole bravado thing and just be badass. He's just going to out and out go for it. And so, he starts talking shit to all the people in the room who figured out that he's a beta, so they don't try to gang up on him and he has to kill them. He just starts going, that's right, I can wipe out every single one of you without a sweat, without even thinking about it twice in this room. So you better think twice before you speak to me ever again. And he just starts leaving, and as he's leaving, Asuna, who, you know, obviously has some kind of feelings for him, it's like, where are you going? And he stops, and without really looking back, he's like, look, you're a great player, and you're a really good person, and you have a lot to give. So if somebody approaches you about becoming part of their group, you should do it. Ellie leaves. Well, a group forms, and they call themselves Crimson Knights, or some kind of knights. And basically, all they're doing is charging ahead forward. They're the advanced people in this forward party, going after level 100. And so the story just basically weaves in and out of...
between what he's doing
Akito
and what these parties are doing.
Exactly. So everything, you know, the entire story is wrapped all around Akito, but it's in him traveling to these other cities and meeting other people that, you know, then come back and intersect with the main story of trying to get through these levels. I'm up to episode 7. When I was in episode 7, the advanced party had gotten all the way up through, like, boss 47. So they were, you know, halfway there. And at times he meets up with the lead party and helps them in what they're doing. And at other times he, you know, vaunts off. At one point he runs into this girl who was an idol in real life and is playing this game. And she's not really good at the game. But so many people just want her to be in their party because they want to be able to say that they have this idol in there. And she's real big and bravado and all that kind of stuff. And she has a companion animal because she's a beastmaster. But she gets into a fight and her beast actually comes to her aid and takes a critical blow before Akito can get to all the things that are attacking her. And reverts back to just being a feather because it's just her heart. And so they have to go on a mission to find this flower that will allow her to restore her animal called, I want to say it's like,
Spirit Lotus.
No, no, it's like Ponya or something like that. And she's really cute. She looks kind of like a mini luck dragon.
Okay.
And so they're going through this whole thing and she ends up having feelings for Akito because he's, you know, he's really is a very good guy. He's all about protecting and helping, but he's taking on this bravado persona so as to protect himself.
Right.
And there's always something going on. It's, even in the lighthearted moments, there's a deeper relationship or really life-affecting thing underlying what's going on. So it's not even like, even in the moments of like trying to be slapsticky fun, there's still another thread of seriousness underneath there. That's tied up really well. And for being something that was based off of a light novel, they've really done a fantastic job with it. So if you have a Crunchyroll account, I highly recommend that you check out Sword Art Online. Like I said, they're up to episode 7 or 8 by the time that you listen to this podcast episode. But it's really, really fantastic. And like I haven't even done any research to find out what the ending is going to be because I'm really excited to see what it's going to be. Because as you progress and there are other characters that you meet, there are definitely some curveballs that get thrown in there. So it would be really interesting to see where that goes.
That sounds pleasant.
Yeah, yeah. But I think it definitely would be up your alley, Panda. So that's what I've been watching this week. What do you got for the peoples?
Well, I mean, lightly, and I'm really going to stress this lightly.
Lightly!
I have started playing Sleeping Dogs.
Yay! Because yeah. I made you.
You made it the offer.
I tried to make you play Prototype 2, but that didn't work.
I know. I will play it eventually.
Yeah, okay.
So yes, I have.
And I will be a size 12, eventually. Hey, I'm gonna lose weight when I die.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I went there.
That was bad.
See, that's one of those, like, really serious lines that's underneath the slapstick.
Man, I was all like, ow.
Well, you look at me like, bitch, what?
Yeah, and then you hit me with some realness.
Then I hit you with some truth.
Anyway, bam. So I've just started playing that, and I'm really still in the learning how to move my character. though we have found out that I really suck at driving.
Pandalicious can't drive in video games. You are not the getaway driver.
Nope.
If you play multiplayer.
Nope.
That is not your role.
I'm going to punch a cop in the face.
Well, there's already somebody to do that for.
Yeah,
there's
an NPC who does it for me, so now I don't have to.
Yep.
But now I'm like, fuck, why'd you do that?
Yeah.
But anyway, I actually want to talk on a serious note for a second, a little bit. Some current news in the area. There is a benefit concert that's going out this Thursday.
It's not going out, it's going on.
It's going out on. It's on out. A benefit show is happening this Thursday. And now I'm sure you're going, Panda, why are you talking about some benefit show like we can do much for it? Well, it's video game music related, so this is why I'm talking about it. I plan to actually write a piece pertaining to it because I'm literally moved.
Pertaining? Really? Really?
Pertain.
You gotta use a big word like that?
Yeah, pertaining.
Really?
Pertaining.
Why don't you just talk to the people like, you know.
Alright, I'm writing a piece because I want people to know about it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
And I'm moved. I am touched. And when things like these happen, like when we have Kickstarters for something that, you know, like the women's versus tropes thing.
Yeah.
People were moved by people jumping right on it and supporting it, you know, against
all. What were you moved by? Come on. Details. Get to it. And what can people do to help?
Oh.
That's what you gotta do.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
boom.
So a nerdcore rapper, songwriter, producer in the area, his name is Shane Hall, has been doing shows for quite a while. Has an extensive catalog of music. If you liked that song, My Dick, by Mickey Avalon, then you will really love Shane Hall's version called My Beard. yeah. And which I'll put a link to it so you can actually listen to it because it's actually pretty funny. And literally Murphy's Law just kind of walked up to Shane and was like, hey. And then all shit went to hell. He recently
is that like all dogs going to heaven? All shit goes to hell?
Nope, all shit goes to hell.
Okay.
For this one man. Literally within the same week, he loses his roommate, but because he was doing paying gigs and stuff, he still had enough to fluctuate and hold himself up until he could get new roommate in the apartment. Then he got laid off from work. And granted, even though he had paid gigs, between the 9 to 5 and the paid gigs, it was enough, but now with no 9 to 5.
Not enough.
Can't maintain.
Yep.
Where most people would kind of be like, oh, well, that kind of sucks. Life sucks. It's hard for everybody. And would move about their business. The local video game music community has embraced his dilemma and instantly got venues, got acts, and they're hosting this benefit show for him. All the proceeds to this show are going to go towards him and, you know, help him keep his house and his apartment while he's, you know, figuring shit out and trying to get a roommate and trying to find work. And I just think it's great that, you know, little guys, you know, all these little guys local in the area who probably don't have nearly as much and could really just come in and cure all, we're here to go, we want to help you regardless that we can't cut you a big boom fatty check and just take care of your problem. Like, I like the awareness of the group. That's what I...
You don't have to convince me.
No.
What can the people do to help, Panda?
All right, well... Like I said, if you're in the Massachusetts area and you're not doing anything on Thursday...
Where in Massachusetts?
Worcester. I was about to say Worcester. Worcester. Worcester, Massachusetts, at a bar, so be 21 plus.
What bar?
The Raven.
What time?
At
what's
6.
The date? Ready? Ready? What's the date? August what?
It's this Thursday.
So what's Thursday?
I don't know. The 30th?
August 30th.
August 30th.
At what time?
At 6.
Okay, August 30th, 6 p.m. at the...
Raven.
In...
Worcester. Worcester. You scared me. All right, yes.
Okay, let's...
Worcester.
So one more time.
One more time.
When?
August 30th.
What time?
6 o'clock.
Where?
In Worcester.
At what place?
The Raven.
You can help by...
Going, one...
And
donating and buying his merch or his songs on Bandcamp.
There you go. We will include the Bandcamp link in the podcast notes, so make sure that you go to our website and look at the podcast in its entirety, the post about it. The link will be there, as well as the who, what, when, where, and why for this event.
Because we love him.
Because, you know, here's the thing. Our community is fantastic and really... coming out and showing support for our local creatives, the people that we just love, the craft that they do. And so if you're in the Massachusetts area, especially if you're going to be in the Worcester area on or around Thursday and you're looking for something to do, you can pop by the Raven, pop in and, you know, get some, one, good ass beer, two, great ass music, and three, give for a good cause, which is...
And possibly, you know, see me.
Possibly.
Oh, no, I'm going to be there, but I mean, it might be so...
You're going out to Worcester Thursday night.
I'm going to be in Worcester Thursday night.
And you're going out to, what you call it, on Tuesday night? Like, you're never home. You're going out for din-dins, remember?
Yeah. I'll be in North Reading on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Then I'll be in Worcester. Ah! I can top that. So, yeah. North Reading on Tuesday night. Worcester on Thursday night. And then Saturday night, gonna be in Cambridge. Well, actually, afternoon-ish in Cambridge. Because then at 9 o'clock at night,
I'm never home.
I'm home sporadically. But no. So yes, do that if you're gonna be in the Cambridge area on Saturday near the
Middle
East.
That would be what?
The 1st of September.
There you go. Come on now. You gotta tell people when and where. All right, and why.
So September 1st.
Yeah.
At 1 in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
At the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
What am I missing?
Boston.
Yeah. Cambridge. I already said Cambridge areas. Cambridge, Massachusetts. Okay. So.
One more time. When?
September 1st.
Where?
Middle East.
What is it?
It's a concert.
Who that there?
Oh, who's going to be at the concert? The World is Square. It's their CD release show. Also with Bright Primate and Sam Mulligan.
See?
$7 for ticket.
Is that difficult? Like, just everything that would be on the flyer. That's what you need to say.
Yeah, well, I don't have the flyer.
But everything that would be on the flyer.
But yeah, it's their CD release because they're finally releasing their first CD.
All right.
Ever.
So if you want to include that information, Panda, make sure that you include the address of the Middle East so people can MapQuest or Google Map it. Yep. And be there. Or be square.
Or be square. Oh, they're going to love that.
You like
high
that?
High five on the show.
And not even my promo.
I know, because you're a boss like that. Ninja, you're a boss like that. And I appreciate you.
Aw, shucks. But, yeah, it definitely, you want to check out The World is Square, and not just because we're telling you, but because we're telling you.
But because we're telling
the,
you.
The release party should really be a lot of fun, and...
It's an all-ages show. It's at 1 o'clock, so I'm not going to have the problem I had last time.
Good. That would be great. Let's avoid that.
Yeah.
However, the Worcester one kind of worries me.
I know, I'm going to be out in Worcester.
Yeah. So, remember, you're going to be at Worcester.
Worcester.
And you got to get home from Worcester.
Not driving.
Yeah, you still got to get home from Worcester.
Worcester.
Yeah.
It's called MapQuest. Also, Saturday, September 1st, another announcement.
On the same Saturday.
Season 7 of Doctor Who premieres.
Oh, good Lord.
9 o'clock Eastern Standard
Whovians,
Time.
You're killing me. You're killing me, Whovians. So...
Doctor Who!
Just as a reminder, Raven, August 30th,
yep.
6 p.m., to help support...
Shane Hall. Shane Hall's house.
Okay. We will definitely have more information on the post about that.
So much information.
The release party for The World is Square's newest album. It's going down September 1st at the Middle East in Cambridge.
At 1 o'clock.
At 1 o'clock. You're going to want to check that out as well if you're in the area. Pandalicious, since she'll be at both of these items, the
events,
we'll be posting all kinds of photography live from these events on both nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, she will. Because as the community manager, that's her responsibility for events that she's managing
for the Land of Esh. I'm not managing the show.
No, but you're managing the event for the Land of Esh.
Yeah.
You're going to be the only attendee.
Yeah.
So guess whose responsibility it is? Charge your battery, bitch.
Okay.
Responsibilities.
Responsibilities.
That's what happens.
We're all in social this together.
Media, exactly. Social media manager.
Yeah. All
Meanwhile, right. I'll be with your BFF at a movie.
Just don't the same. Stop eyeing my BFF like that.
Just the same. I'm going to get your girl.
You are not going to get
I'm
her.
I'm going to buy her popcorn. Bitches like popcorn.
Bitches love smiley faces, too.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, but her boyfriend's gonna be there. Oh, you know, I might lose two friends.
Just saying.
Just no, saying. I won't. I have faith in my friends.
Uh-huh.
I get by with the help of my friends.
Just saying. Bitches love popcorn. And which theater is this again?
I don't know, because I'm not going.
Oh, yeah. I think it's the one where I can buy them booze before the movie. Bitches love booze and popcorn.
Stop that face. I'm so glad we're not doing video, because... That's just not saying. A very trustworthy face.
Just saying. I'm gonna get your girl.
No, you're not. You're making me mad.
It doesn't matter. You're gonna be in Worcester.
Why you mad, bro?
Why you mad, bro?
Because I'm doing good.
Just saying.
I'm doing good now, dab.
Okay. So, anyway, those things are going on. Now, you had mentioned that you started playing Sleeping Dogs.
Yep.
Mostly because I threw it at you and like, you need to play this now.
You said, play this. And I said, okay.
All right. So, you know, I talked about, you know, jumping into the game last week. And my first initial thoughts, I actually finished the game last night.
Yep.
And I have to say, everything that I thought I was going to be pleased about, I definitely was. The story is really good. Okay, I was compelled to play it as many nights as I possibly could leading into my Friday night. And Friday night, I pretty much just marathoned it for a few hours to really get as much of the story done as I possibly could. I was trying to be really balanced in doing all the favors as they popped up and doing all of the... you haven't done one yet, but you have these little dens of... thugs that you have to clean out in order to be able to hack the camera that's in the area so you can go back to your place and use your closed circuit TV.
You know, I have a question about that now that you bring that up.
To identify the perp, and that way they get arrested, and for each one that gets arrested, you get 10 grand. So there's like 8 or 9 of those missions all around, so you basically have the ability to gain.
Cop 9
Well, I'm going to say this is probably like 10. So you have the ability to get 100 grand
G's.
Just from.
100,000 Hong Kong dollars.
Just for clearing out.
Kung Fu.
Those guys. And so I thought, all right, I'm going to do all of the side missions. You know, it's one of the things that I always kind of slap myself a little bit for in Grand Theft Auto not doing, is I didn't do all the side missions. I really just blazed through and did everything I needed to do to move the story
the
forward.
Plot.
But
push
really,
that plot forward.
In doing some of these side missions, you will get a little more depth to the story.
Yeah.
If you do things like the romance missions, you will actually open up things on your map
that I make, heart bitches.
You really should heart the bitches, because hearting the bitches will allow you to find money in other places. Hey, baby. So, you know, bitches do lead to money in this game, which is
I thought bitches were the root of all evil, because...
No. This game teaches you that they're not...
Value your bitch.
Yeah. I'm telling you right now. First of all, Amanda will totally hook you up with all the life statues. Yeah, you haven't found her yet, but you will.
There's an Amanda?
Yeah.
Played by Asian Amanda?
No, she's an American, played by Emma Stone. Didn't you remember when, like, oh my god, Emma Stone's in this game? Oh, how is Emma Stone in this game?
And she's playing an Amanda?
Yeah.
And a blonde one?
Yeah.
Is she dumb?
No.
You fuck her?
If you do the mission right. And then Panda makes, face. But
do you get to fuck Lucy Liu, too? Can you neither confirm nor deny that?
So moving right along, what I will say about the game is that it, really and truly, the side missions don't feel like just extra things tacked on. And you know how that happens a lot of times when you have an open world, it just feels like, oh, this side mission was just another thing to add a buff over here, and it's just added on. It doesn't really tie back to the story.
But everything ties into itself? That's not
the case. Everything that is in this game ties into the story, into the atmosphere. And so you do feel like you are missing some things if you don't do them.
Okay.
But there are plenty of opportunities for making money outside of moving the story forward that fit in the whole genre, if you will, and area that you're in. It feels good. From beginning to end, Sleeping Dogs feels really good. So I'm going to tell you right now, if you enjoy open world action games, you just need to buy it. And if you haven't tried an open-world action game yet, like a Saints Row or a Grand Theft Auto, I would say that Sleeping Dogs bridges those two genres. You know, where Grand Theft Auto is really serious about everything that they're doing.
Yep.
Their story is serious, what they're moving
forward. Oh, man, their orchestral score is serious.
Okay. They're real serious. And Saints Row's the complete opposite.
It's batshit crazy.
It's just like campy, over the top.
Purple dildos everywhere.
Yeah. Sleeping Dogs is right in the middle. There are definitely dialogue pieces where you just have to laugh.
I know. The fact that it was like, man, it looks like someone shit on your face.
Exactly. Exactly. There are dialogue, but they fit in the conversation. It's believable from the character as you understand it to be. I bet
someone
tell me it
looks like someone shit on my face.
But it is serious at times as well. I think it does a really good job of telling a good story, being serious in the places where it's appropriate to be serious, and brings in lighthearted and the fun and the... I don't want to say poking fun at itself, because it doesn't really poke fun at itself, but it doesn't take itself too seriously.
All right.
At other points. It really blends very well. And so it's a really solid, enjoyable gaming experience. I really enjoyed it. I probably will play it through a second time. And not necessarily from the beginning, because it's not like you can't...
Pick a chapter and redo a chapter?
You can redo a chapter, and you can replay them. So if there were things that you missed, because there are different collectibles that you can pick up, you can go back and do those at any point in time as part of your existing gameplay. You don't have to start all over from scratch. But I got to a point where I really just wanted to finish the story, and I knew I was getting close, so I started just focusing on the things that would move my story forward. I didn't do all the favors as part of my main story. Because once you finish the game... You don't start over from scratch. You can continue your play, and all the things that you didn't finish are still available to you. So the favors that you didn't finish in your playthrough of your game, you can go back and you can finish.
Okay.
The races that you don't do, the romance missions that you don't do, they're all still there. So you can finish those after your main game.
Sup, baby. I'm back. I brought you a popcorn.
The cars you didn't buy, the races you didn't do, the hijackings you didn't do, they're all still there.
I don't want to do any of the car racings. I'm already getting tension just thinking.
No, they're all classed out, so everyone has the same class of car when you do the races.
Okay.
But you gotta win. So if you don't win, you gotta restart the race.
I don't know if I like that. Can't I just come in second place?
You can, but you don't win the race. You don't get the money. You don't get the face. You don't get the face if you don't win the race. And races and fight clubs, completing those, give you the most face.
We can't talk about fight clubs.
I can talk about fight club. You want to know why? Brad Pitt ain't got shit on me. So yeah. absolutely love it. Really fantastic. I will play it again.
Okay.
Continua. For you, what are your first reactions to it? Because where we stopped, because I was watching Panda Play today, is about, I think I got one mission ahead of you before I started talking about it last week.
All right, so we're at the same place for first impressions.
Mm-hmm.
To go off what you said last week, you're absolutely right about the camera.
Oh. And you were like, oh, you're talking about the camera. Why didn't you even talk about
it? I know. I want to take my foot and shove it in my mouth. Because literally, as soon as you got on that motor, the minute I got on that motorbike, the camera was like, I'm looking behind you. Look over here. And I'm like, I'm trying to back up.
It's dizzying.
Not to mention, and apparently I'm on the slow bike.
Yeah, you're on the slow bike.
But I'm even going slower because I'm just like revving just enough to get through people because I'm not trying to run nobody over. I ain't trying. What? I ain't trying to go back.
Dude.
I ain't trying to go back to prison.
You're funny.
I'm trying to be a model citizen in Hong Kong.
You're trying to be a fucking triad.
Trying to be a pimp.
Okay?
I'm just trying to get a nut.
You want to take the pimps down. You're trying to be a red pole.
Yeah. I'm trying to up my rank.
There's gonna be one. But you have to not give a fuck about the people.
But I give fucks about people.
You can't be a red pole in the triad and give fucks about people.
But I give...
You're gonna fuck some people up. You're gonna throw a motherfucker in an ice chipper. I'm just gonna tell you right now.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. It's just bloody. It's just bloody. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Except that. It's fun. But you feel good about it. When it happens...
Is he a dick?
Yes. When it happens, you're like, fuck your face.
Alright, then I'm not too sad about that.
No, don't be sad. Trust me.
If the guy has it coming.
Dude, he had it coming.
He had it coming.
Yeah. And then your contact's like, what happened? You're like, I don't know, I haven't heard from him.
Anyway. So yeah, I definitely understand where you're coming from with the camera.
It's just like, whee!
You're right.
I spin in a 360-degree circle.
I do find that it seems very streamlined and very organized in terms of HUD, where it's placed, where things pop up on your screen so it doesn't detract from
doesn't overwhelm you with this is what's going on.
I have only seen one instance where I could see the grid lines.
Mm-hmm.
But that was one, it was like wet.
And I'll tell you right now, the grid lines that you're seeing, at the point that you saw them, I didn't see them in my game. So I think it's just because of your brightness adjustment.
Probably. So, I mean, I did see those, but I mean, I'm kind of blind, so I need as much natural light as possible.
Yeah. If you hadn't brightened it that much, you wouldn't have seen them.
So, I mean, that's still not bad for the fact that it's open sandbox and I haven't had any issues with rendering. I haven't had any frame rate issue. I mean, I didn't even see when I backed up.
Yeah, your frame rate's different than mine.
Yeah. So I didn't see that weird.
If I showed you backing up on mine, you'd be like, holy hell.
Yeah, because he just backs up. Like, it doesn't look out of place. It seems like it's the full motion. So I didn't see that.
Yeah.
And I'm really...
My Xbox is older than yours.
Yeah. But I also kind of dig, because I put the subtitles on so that I could actually understand. Because they're speaking Chinese.
Yep.
So, I mean,
and if you don't have the subtitles on, you don't know what they speak unless you speak it in Chinese.
Yep, and you can put the subtitles on in English or in Cantonese.
Yes.
No Mandarin.
No Mandarin.
No Mandarin.
Nope.
Which is fine. Yep. I have no problems with that. But I love how they really are playing up on the English and you know, Chinese. Like, they'll start a sentence and we'll hear it in English, and then they'll say a word over again in Chinese. So you get that blending because
it's just like Spanglish, you know, because your character spent some time in America and there's definitely a heavy American influence.
And I like that blending because most of the time you don't get that.
Definitely in their style. I mean, when you look at the thug wear, it's all, you know, like
FUBU.
Really baggy pants, FUBU looking bullshit until they get, you know, really...
It's knockoff FUBU.
It's knockoff FUBU.
It's FUBU with a PH.
Or, yeah, Fobo. Hang Sui.
But I like it. I really do, and I definitely see where the balance is going to come into play. I need to get better at, you know, free.
You gotta drive. You gotta. You, first of all,
I need to drive better, run faster, and just be awesomer.
You need to run faster.
Yep.
Jump higher.
Yep.
Drive better.
Can we jump?
Yeah, when you're free running, when you
call. Oh yeah, but
yeah, yeah. You gotta run faster.
Yep.
You gotta jump higher. You need to drive better. and you need to work harder. Only counter when you need to counter.
I know, I'm sucking at that timing, but I'll get it. I will get it.
As you know, you do some more brawls and you'll have it. But overall, are you glad that you started playing it?
I'm glad that you literally brought it to my face and was like, smack, play this.
Are you going to finish it?
Yep.
That's all the seal of approval I think anybody needs. Alright, so that's what we got for you guys this weekend. If you want to see more of the types of things that we're thinking about and talking about, then you want to check us out on our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
ESH.co. That is ESH.co. The short address will bounce you to the long one. You can check out any articles written within the week. All questions and comments go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. Also, we happen to have a podcast on iTunes.
That's right. You can get the podcast episodes when we put them out, pop them fresh on Mondays by visiting the iTunes podcast store and searching for Electric Sisterhood, or going to the Microsoft Marketplace and doing the same and hitting the beautiful little subscribe button that's there. But if Livin' La Vida I, or you don't have a Zune, shush you. There are like 5 people that still have a Zune. Bill Gates is one of them, but still, he has a Zune. Then you can find our podcast by
plugging us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But if you're looking for us, you should look for the other shows that hang out with us.
That's right, because we're not the only thing that makes up the Land of Esh. No. Like I said, our podcast episodes go out typically popping fresh on Monday mornings, but you can follow up the estrogen side of the Land of Esh with the testosterone side of the Land of Esh on Tuesdays with an episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade podcast, which is hosted by our home King Baby Duck and a couple of his bastardish friends. You definitely want to check them out because they do more of the sports stuff and, again, video game stuff, but also music stuff and movie stuff. And, you know, the other shit that we don't get to in the week because we're frankly nerding out over anime and video games. You follow that up on Wednesday with your nerd needs being taken care of by our homeboy Deuce as well over at Geek Aggro. And for the rest of the week, well, there's all the stuff that we talk about upon the interwebs, which you can find links to by visiting us on Twitter. Our group handle is at ESH News, and that's where all the podcast episodes and new things that we write about, both on our main site, egmnow.com/electricsisterhood, as well as the podcast home, electricsisterhood.com. We'll put out the news of those things first. But if you want to see the entire group that makes up the Land of Esh, make sure to check out my page, twitter.com/ninjasista, and check out the Land of Esh list that has everyone that's ever contributed stuff to us in any kind of way, shape, or form. They're good fucking people.
Any phase of matter.
Sure. Or any phase that matters. I mean, pick it.
Oh.
Yeah, I went there. Pontificate that, motherfucker.
Ooh, pontificate.
Yeah. It's like when you pontify. Pontificate. I don't know. I'm making
shit
up.
Please let me pontify.
Let me pontify this bitch right now.
Bitches love pontifying.
They do. They really do. So, there's the stuff that we have on Twitter. Like Panda said, you can ask us questions if there's something that you'd like for us to look into or maybe talk about on a podcast.
You
want to
share
episode.
Something funny with me? Do.
Yep. You want to check out what internet memes we find funny and are following? Definitely. All on our Facebook page, facebook.com/landofesh. So, with that, I'm going to look at you, Panda, and go, hey.
Hey, girl. Hey.
What shit you digging?
I'm digging bacon.
Bacon is good.
No, in all honesty, I'm really just digging this show on Thursday. Come out and support.
Come out and support.
Saving Shane Hall's house.
You gotta give people the details, man.
And it's gonna be in the body.
If you're gonna be a hype man, you gotta know how to hype, man.
Yeah.
Alright, that's better. That's better. I like that. That's good. That's good. That's better.
I went to Hype Class 101.
Oh,
this week.
That's good. When are you doing 102? Is that on Thursday?
No. I gotta get all the way through one first. It's, you know.
But your event's on Thursday, so you need to like take advanced courses quick.
Yep. Midterm on Wednesday.
You need to. Oh boy. Okay.
But anyway, what shit are you digging this week?
I'm digging Crunchyroll this week. There's a bunch of anime over there, and I've overlooked a couple of things because I got stuck on a couple of series, you know, like Dog Days and stuff, but there's really some fantastic series that I haven't checked into that I really want to. You know, I discovered Sword Art, and there are a couple other ones that look really interesting as well. They look to be more my type of thing. You know, I'm pretty much on the two ends of the spectrum, right? Really super, super, super funny like Saccharin, or I need serious. There seems to be a really good balance this between season. Between the two. So there's a few more that I'm going to check out. But I love that it's really easy to, on any of my devices, do it. I've got Crunchyroll now on my PS3, so I can watch it on my big TV, playing it directly through that app as opposed to, you know, through my network, Wi-Fi right. streaming it. So that works out really nicely. Or, you know, when I'm in bed watching it on my iPad. So I'm really digging Crunchyroll. If it comes as a native app on either my Apple TV or my Xbox, like, it's over. I'm just gonna be on one.
Over and done.
Like, all the time. So, that's what I'm digging.
Okay.
So, as always, I am Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we're out till next week.
Bye, everybody!